Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 62, Disney World Monorails. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. Welcome to Memory 62 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, I've got some exciting news. Well, okay, not really news, but it could be. So Tracy and I were talking this week, and we both got that itch to return to Walt Disney World. Now it so happens that work might be sending me down to Orlando for one of two conventions this year. And if it works out, Tracy may accompany me down just for a couple of days before the convention begins, and we'll probably go to Walt Disney World or for a day or two, so I may have some new audio to start incorporating into these memories. In the meantime, though, I'm going to have to continue to satisfy the WDW itch with my current memory collection. And today's memory is from a Walt Disney World classic. A request for today's memory came from Laura in Pennsylvania. In a continuation of her email, she's the one that requested the World Showcase players. She said, "My last request is audio of a ride on the monorail around the Magic Kingdom hotels. That may sound strange, since the ride is really made up of what you're seeing, but honestly, it's nice to just hear it and then imagine what you'd be seeing." You hit the nail on the head again, Laura, when talking about these memories. That's what I'm trying to do here. Unfortunately, I don't have an uncut version of the complete resort loop, but I do have others that are still just as cool. In fact, this is going to be a long memory, as I'm probably going to include a bunch of good stuff. I also tossed this out to Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, and I got back, "That would be pretty cool," from Dan, and a couple of other likes on Facebook, but that was about it. I would love to hear, though, what you guys think of the monorail, so please comment after the show. Anyways, let's get to the memories. We're going to start off where everyone likes to start. I'm going to the Magic Kingdom. It's 2006, and I'm at the parks by myself after work. I've hopped on the monorail at TCC to get to the Magic Kingdom, and we'll join up right as the monorail is pulling away. Pay attention, and you'll get to hear the special Disneyland anniversary announcements in the monorail spiel. Next, we're going to jump to September of 2010. The family has been visiting the Magic Kingdom now for the day, and we're headed over to Epcot for a couple hours before we're going to come back and finish out the evening at the Magic Kingdom. We'll hop the monorail at the Magic Kingdom to the TTC and then go straight to another monorail from the TTC to Epcot. Once we arrive at Epcot, I'm going to jump to our final memory, a special return trip from Epcot to the TTC. This memory is from our anniversary trip in 2006 and is actually our anniversary day. Tracy and I have taken it easy and we're headed over to the Magic Kingdom for a little while to wait for our dinner reservations at the California Grill. And to make the ride even more special, we're going to be able to ride in the front of the monorail. So the audio today is from what is now a lost special treat, riding in the front with the driver. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we ride the highway in the sky.
At Disney Destination, in honor of Disneyland's 50th anniversary, we've imported some of the best shows and attractions from Disney theme parks around the globe and have brought them to the Walt Disney World Resort. It's the happiest celebration on Earth, and you're part of it. We are now 15th floor offers a diverse menu of market-inspired dishes.
Sit up here next to mommy so you can see out the windows.
Am I sitting back here?
Probably. That's way, that way it's going forwards. Why don't you sit by the window? You want to sit by the window?
Take off the sunglasses.
Thank you. Well, you might need them soon.
No, these are darkened.
Suze, we're going to ride on a monorail.
Clear of the door.
The door must take
the
other
half
of
the
west.
You're
saying that?
Alejado de las puertas. Keep your hands clear of the doors.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express monorail to the transportation and
general.
For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the door. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
We rode it to downtown Disney to go to lunch that one time, or to go to breakfast that one time.
Sure, buddy.
Yeah, that's about it.
I have to see past the hair to even notice it anyway.
That's a wedding. That's a wedding chapel.
Would you like to get married in Fantasyland?
Oh my gosh! I wonder how much it would even cost for location. $12,000. I don't think it's that bad. They've got different price ranges.
But you all, it's for like 50 people. I think will cost you.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
It's a destination. It's
a destination. My favorite thing.
Unfortunately, it's a destination that everybody wants to go to. You will not find many people that will say no. Well, it starts if you can have more than that. I think the chapel holds 200, 250, something like that.
Yeah, but then they gotta pay you to come down here plus all.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're approaching the transportation and city
center.
All sections of the Magic Kingdom parking lot. If you're traveling to Epcot, please exit here and board the monorail at the connecting monorail station. Separate bus transportation is provided to Disney Animal Kingdom and Disneyland Hollywood.
I'm still not following your joke.
A host or hostess will be happy to help you. This monorail will be returning to the Magic Kingdom.
The ladder, the window, they climb out the window and they run away and get married.
Okay, or she could just walk out the back door. Okay.
We hope you had a wonderful time and will return home safely.
All right, Suze, we're going to get off and we're going to get on another monorail. Is that sound cool? Yeah. We're going right over there.
Oh,
just straight through.
Yeah, our family is a little bit worried.
Ladies and gentlemen, please relax your luggage. Watch your head and step.
We're going to go this way.
When boarding, please move across your car and make room for everyone. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrail.
We're just going
to
walk straight across, no point.
Get her in.
Just pick her up.
They
okay.
will be closing in a moment. Thank you. This monorail offers express service to the Magic Kingdom. If you're traveling to Epcot, Disney's contemporary holiday.
And
that is the best thing ever. Oh, we have to go again?
Yep. Nancy, do you know how long it is the next train?
About
okay. Thank you. Not too bad a day out today. It's not too bad out here today.
No, it's not bad at all. The impending rain's cooling down.
Keeping it nice and cool.
Were they predicting just thunder showers like here and there, or is it like it's going to rain everywhere? Could you tell? I mean, we saw the percent change
here. It'll rain on this side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wherever the clouds just decide to dump there.
Well, that's how they'll come in and they'll leave and tell me about Dumbo. Yeah. Like between 3 and 8, it was like 60% chance of rain today.
Yeah, we're just in town over in Clearwater and enjoying a vacation, but got in on the weekend. And it's actually been really good. It's been good weather. And everybody, of course, left the beach yesterday. So it's really nice. Nope. Doesn't really make a difference. I didn't know which way it went.
Oh, you went all the way to one end.
I was just going for an empty car. See, we're going to have the entire car to ourselves. They'll all leave. This is the only stop. Unless they're going to do like we did and ride all the way around. You got to ride on a monorail.
Can I see? Oh, yeah. That's really cute.
For those of you
standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the door.
Yeah,
the monorail will depart momentarily for Epcot. Thank you.
And you want to go by Aunt Mickey?
Please continue moving across the car to make room for everyone. Kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing,
you want to take a picture with your phone? You want it this way or this way? That way?
Yeah.
All right, Susie, look at me. Susie, over here. Over here, look at me.
Okay.
She doesn't know that.
Nina's been singing it for the last hour.
Please stand clear of the door. Oh,
okay. He's trying to extend it, and they're saying no, the one is not extended.
Okay. Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World monorail to Epcot. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the door.
Geosphere. Holy cow, there is nobody here.
It is empty.
That's... No, they're all over there. Okay.
There.
It's a massive park, but this... Their predictions for wait times have, like, missions... have soared at a wait time of 45 minutes. But to ride Soarin', everything else is...
I don't know what
Soarin', which is the hang glider.
Well,
they call it
there's no G. Soarin' apostrophe. Apostrophe.
Up,
I don't have to go
back here, that's a dome. That's a geodesic dome. That's a dome.
Oh, that's why I know it, because all of those tunnels.
It's tiles. Geodomes, yeah, yeah. 20 minutes per test track. That's the new Mexican restaurant. There's a new Italian pizzeria as well. Both of which we could probably walk up to if we really wanted to.
Are they going to close Dumbo because of the fireworks? Is it not worth it? Is it not worth it?
I don't know.
Our classic 3D musical adventure for a special
Well, we gotta go in here. Susie will like riding on the Clammobile and seeing Nemo. Shouldn't be. Those are like Magnolia, aren't they? I don't know. Sure looks like peaches or something. Is it a Magnolia? Now the long walk.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World monorail system. We're traveling to the Transportation and Ticket Center. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the door. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you. We invite you to live your Disney dream.
How long have you been driving with them?
You're 5 years.
Wow.
So is this all you've ever done for the company?
Yeah.
Started out monorails.
And then the monorails.
Well, okay, this one.
Christmas around here in the parks.
Probably the candlelight.
Candlelight? Okay. Did that the other night. That was awesome. Really awesome. Did you sing in the chorus or anything?
No. Go with the audience.
Yeah.
The resort monorail is all the
way. The guy standing in the front of the line here is Greg from Mice Guest.
Just go buy a license?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. How do we get out of here?
We have some tickets.
That's Greg from Mice Cast. It's one of the podcasters.
Hey, Greg. I'm Lou from the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast.
How are you doing?
Just wanted to introduce myself. I love your podcast, by the way.
Thanks.
Always got the podcast.
That's fine. I love the stuff, guys. Keep it up. Keep up the great work. He's been on a video podcast at one point. I recognized his face. No, I didn't see that. I'm sure he had been to the podcast convention events.
So did you catch that little exchange I had with Greg? For those of you that don't know, Greg is from the now extinct Mice Cast, a mostly Disneyland roundtable podcast featuring one active and two former cast members. How about that audio from the 50th celebration with Stitch? I still can't stop laughing about the... Ow, my head! Anyways, I hope you all enjoyed those varied clips. And that's not even all of my clips from the monorails. I just didn't want to make this an hour and a half podcast. So if you want to hear more, though, let me know. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list. Or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, or Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. There you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you'd like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that also helps support the show. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.